A friend of mine was going to have her family over for dinner on Christmas Eve. Then they were going to go to her in-laws for a Christmas Day lunch. She was in charge of bringing desserts for both parties. And she's a very organized, detailed person. A couple of weeks before Christmas, she called her favorite bakery, where she had ordered desserts many times before. This time, she ordered 7 pies, 2 pecan, 2 pumpkin, and 3 lemon meringue pies. She had to work on the morning of Christmas Eve. In the afternoon, she was going to drive with her mother to the bakery and pick up the pies. But that day, a snowstorm unexpectedly came in. The roads were very difficult to travel. The whole city was frozen over. Nevertheless, she and her mom braved the bad weather. They finally made it to the bakery just before it closed on Christmas Eve. My friend walked up to the counter, handed the young man her receipt, and said, "I'm here to pick up my 7 pies." He shook his head and said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have any more pies." She said, "That's impossible. I ordered these 2 weeks ago. I have to have these pies for my Christmas dinners." He repeated, "I'm sorry, the weather was so bad. We didn't think anybody else would come in, so we've sold all the pies." She was very upset. She started telling her mother how wrong that was and how she was going to call the owner and how it was ruining her Christmas, on and on. Another customer had come in behind them and overheard everything that was going on. This lady walked up to my friend with a big smile and said, "Hey, it's Christmas. Why are you so upset? I'm going to pray that you find your desserts." My friend rolled her eyes and thought, "Lady, I don't need a prayer. I need pies." She thanked the lady for praying. Then she and her mother exited the bakery and got back in the car. Her mother said, "Why don't we call the other bakery across town?" My friend replied, "Oh, Mom, we'll never get across town in this bad weather. Plus, they're not going to have any pies left late on Christmas Eve." Her mother finally talked her into calling the bakery. When she asked if they had any pies, the lady said, "Let me check." She came back on the line and said, "All we have left are 7 pies, 2 pecan, 2 pumpkin, and 3 lemon meringue." Friend, God is in complete control. You don't have to get upset when things don't go your way. You have the power to remain calm. You can handle any situation. Quit letting little things steal your joy. Every day is a gift from God. Life is too short to live it negative, offended, bitter, discouraged. Start passing these tests. Start believing that God is directing your steps. Believe that He's in control of your life. Believe that He has solutions to problems that you haven't even had. If you will stay calm and stay in faith, God promises that all things will work out for your good. Well, Joel, I was in the same type of situation, but it didn't have a good end. They didn't have any pies left. Maybe God's helping you to lose some weight. You can handle it. We've all seen how a spider spins a web in order to catch another insect. That web is filled with a sticky substance, so when another insect comes in contact with it, it not only gets tangled in the web, but it actually gets stuck. Have you ever wondered how the spider that's spinning the sticky web can walk across it and not get stuck? It seems as though it would get trapped in its own web. But God made the spider so that its body releases a special oil that flows down to the legs. That way, it can just slide across the web. You could say the spider doesn't get stuck because of the anointing that's on its life. In the same way, God has put an anointing on your life. It's like oil that causes things to not stick. When you walk in your anointing, knowing that you can handle anything that comes your way, things that should bring you down won't be able to. You get laid off, it wasn't fair, you should be discouraged, you should be upset, but you stay in faith and you end up with a better job. A relationship comes to an end. You should be bitter, should be discouraged, but you keep moving forward. God opens up a new door. At the office, people are playing politics, talking behind your back. You should try to get even. You should try to pay them back. But because of this anointing, it just slides right off of you. Perhaps you wonder, as I did, how did I make it through the loss of my father? How did you make it through that slow season at work? How did you make it through that illness? That breakup, it's because of the anointing God put on your life. He gave you strength when you didn't think you could go on. He gave you joy when you should have been discouraged. He made a way when it looked impossible. Now we can all say with David, where would we be without the goodness of God? Bottom line, God has infused strength into you. He has equipped you and empowered you. You are ready for and equal to anything that comes your way. When you face difficulties, remind yourself, I am anointed for this. I'm not going to fall apart. I'm not going to start complaining. I can handle it. I know God is still on the throne. He's fighting my battles. And if God be for me, who dare be against me? Another friend of mine has had cancer 3 times. I've never once heard him complain. I've never seen him depressed. We used to play basketball together. Nobody even knew anything was wrong. He doesn't have a weak, defeated, poor old me mentality. He's got a warrior mentality. He knows he can handle it. He's anointed for it. A couple of years ago, the cancer came back for the 3rd time. The doctors told him before he took the chemo, they were going to harvest his white blood cells, which they could use to help restore his immune system after the treatment. He asked the doctors how many of these cells they needed. They gave him a number. He said, "Doctors, I'm going to give you twice what you need." For the next couple of months, all through the day, he would go around saying, "Father, thank you that my white blood cells are multiplying. They're getting stronger, increasing. They will do exactly what you've created them to do." What was he doing? Taking hold of that strength. He went back to the doctors, who said, "You're a man of your word. You've given us 4 times the amount that we were hoping for." He took that treatment, and today he's totally cancer-free, healthy, and strong.